Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends, or good evening, my friends. Welcome to 2021. Conservative Nation Media is heading into our ninth year this year. Later on in the year, it'll be our ninth anniversary coming. Tonight, normally, you would hear Black by Color only. Vincent and his wife have contracted COVID, and so they are in the process of trying to get over that now. And so since I canceled my show for last night, since it was on the New Year's, I decided that since Vincent wasn't going to have his show tonight, I would move mine to Saturday for this week. It's like I said, if you want to keep him in your prayers, Vincent and his wife both have got COVID, and they've been diagnosed with it. So prayers would be appreciated to help them get better and get over it. Tomorrow night will, of course, be American by Design with Bing Fisher. But tonight we have so many things. Since this year was about the first one in about 10 years that I haven't done a Christmas episode, I thought that I would start the year for NWCR and CNN with this one. We are still waiting for the election results, though the Democrats and the leftists, medias and Hollywood are all continuing their incessant complaining that we haven't conceded yet. They don't stop to look that in 2016, they did exactly the same damn thing. They've done the same thing since 2004. They've done the same thing since Bush beat Gore. They've done the same thing. They've pushed back everything. And when they do it, everything is fine. That's the way it's supposed to be done. But when the Republicans do it, no, they're breaking the rules. They're destroying our democracy. They're doing this. They're doing that. The things that they shouldn't be doing. But it is about time that the left, I guess they're going to have to get used to the idea with Trump. We are no longer being the pushovers that they want us to be. And it's about time, because the left stands for anything anti-American, as showed by their so-called un-coronavirus bill that was passed. Thank God our president tried to stop that. I also invited the governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, to come onto the show tonight to try to defend her Marxist ideals that this state isn't doing what she has made a state law to have us do. Legacy Church here in Albuquerque has violated the law by not following her mandates of masks and social distances. And the thing that I have to tell her, you know, even though she probably won't show up here tonight, is mandates are only suggestions. They're not law. But she seems to think that since she made a mandate that we have to wear masks, that we have to close down all the churches, we have to do this, we have to do that, that it's law, we have to do this. No, we don't. From Pinyon Post comes this one. On Thursday, New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toluce Oliver refused a request by the Trump campaign seeking election records as required by the law through an inspection of public records request. Now, this is required by law, but New Mexico Secretary of State refused it. According to a press release from the New Mexico Republican Party, the Secretary of State's office said that it would respond to a request on or before December 30th. That hasn't happened. And now the state has suddenly informed the Trump team that it will change its response date to January 14th, 2021. 8 days after Congress meets. What good is that then? Exactly what they're doing is pushing back the idea that if the Republicans can't get this done before the 6th, then it's a moot point. It doesn't matter. But that's exactly the game that the Democrats play. They play this all the freaking time. And they always do play this. If things don't go their way, they're going to figure out some other way to break the law in a lawful way, according to them. And they're going to do exactly what they want to do. And this here is exactly what they want to do. The Republican Party in New Mexico chairman and former congressman Steve Pierce said, quote, "The Secretary of State's move is a deliberate effort to keep any evidence of potential election issues from the Trump campaign until after Congress certifies the Electoral College vote on January 6th, says, unquote. And this is what the Republican Party in New Mexico chairman Steve Pierce says. Again, and this is a quote, "Again, the Secretary of State is partisan and defiant to refusing to uphold and oversee election integrity. She just makes up her own rules, and that's the same thing as the Democrats always do. There is no transparency of government here," unquote. The press release continues, "Again, the Secretary of State will not come clean and it makes one wonder if there are things she doesn't want to come out. It possibly suggests that there might have been anomalies or questionable practices that might have occurred in New Mexico's presidential election. The Trump campaign wants to look at election records to see if there was something rotten in the state of New Mexico, but this is not only here in New Mexico, it's all over the United States. And there was a thing that I heard earlier was that Arizona flipped to Trump. I haven't heard anything more about that one, but my wife read a headline where she was reading it, and it said that Arizona had been flipped for Trump. If that's true, that is a good thing. But it also shows that fraud happened. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver continues to play partisan political games after not providing the Trump campaign with election records as required by law. What are you hiding, woman? What are you hiding? We all know what you're hiding. And it's just the same thing as Michelle Lujan Grisham. If she actually has the guts enough to call me up on this show, which I seriously doubt, I will ask her the same things. What is she hiding? They're all staying up in Santa Fe, staying in their little cozy little houses, getting their full pay for what they don't do, yet depriving all of the citizens of New Mexico of going out and working for a living. It's getting ridiculous, folks. And this whole idea that we just need to sit back and just let this happen is ridiculous. First off, it is not an unreasonable question for many to ask the Secretary of State what she may be hiding by delaying and denying the Trump campaign's request for information if there was nothing to hide. Secretary of State Toulouse Oliver has been hostile towards pro-Trump organizers or organizations in the past, and had a town hall with vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. This whole idea that we need to continue doing what the Democrats say we're doing is ridiculous, because if we continue doing this, folks, we are losing our republic, and we're losing it mighty damn fast. We'll be right back.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man,
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284 if you would like to join in on the show. On her way to the unemployment line, Torres Small, who was running for Congress here in New Mexico, who lost, by the way, on her way to the unemployment line, Torres Small takes a futile jab at President Trump. And this is something that, folks, we have to understand here. Democrats don't care. They don't care about America. They don't care about what is right. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the Constitution. All they care about is what they themselves want. Torres Small wanted, Xochitl Torres Small wanted to be part of the Senate. But she didn't make it. She got beat. She got beat here in New Mexico, the liberal bastion of almost every place in the United States, except for, of course, New York and California. But she got beat here in this liberal state by a conservative. And while President Donald Trump fights for the $2,000 checks for struggling Americans and cuts to the pork-filled Democrat COVID-19 supposed relief bill passed through the Congress, one-term Representative Xochitl Torres Small is taking her last jabs at President Trump on her way to the unemployment line. Torres Small, a consistent opponent of President Trump, said that she would stand with other obstructionist Congress members in opposing the president's veto of the $600 stimulus checks and billions in foreign aid and the bill meant to serve as COVID-19 relief. The bill also included $25 million for democracy and gender studies programs in Pakistan, funding the Kennedy Center and other non-COVID items. Now, we have to look at this here. Democrats, when they do a bill, they cannot, for the life of them, they cannot stick to what the bill is all about. They never could. And for the most part, a lot of the Republicans couldn't do that either. Because they want to help their constituents. They want to help their lobbyists. They want to help everybody that they can by putting all kinds of pork into bills that have nothing to do with what they're putting in there. Now, the COVID relief bill was essentially to help Americans who have been put out of work by the government. And it's a huge freaking bill. And out of the huge amounts, I think it was $9 billion. But out of all of this money, only $1.37 billion goes to the American people. All the rest of it goes to funding their salaries for the year. So they've been paid with this. Of course they're going to pass this bill because they get paid with it. To hell with the American people. $600 will do them fine. But the way it should have been done, and if the Republicans had been smart on this, the way they should have done this was give $600 to the members of Congress. Give the $221,000 to the American people. I think that's fair, don't you? I mean, they haven't been doing their jobs. They put us out of work. So what's not fair about that? Of course, they won't go for it. Oh, hell no, they won't go for that one at all, because that means that they'll take a cut in pay by quite a bit. We can't have people in government who take a cut in pay after all. I mean, Nancy Pelosi deserves her $221,000 a year. Chuck Schumer deserves his $221,000 a year. No, they don't. They don't deserve any of that because they didn't do any work that they're supposed to be doing. What they're supposed to be doing is keeping the American people safe. Now, they say they are by saying, oh, we're going to lock you down and make you wear masks that don't help at all, make you wear masks and make sure that you social distance so that you can't get around anybody. You can't go and have Christmas holidays with your families. You can't go and have Thanksgiving holidays with your families. When Easter comes, if this keeps going, you're not going to be able to have Easter egg hunts because you'll be too close to other people. That's how they look at it. But them, oh, they deserve everything that they get from their $221,000 salaries. After all, they are working for the government. They deserve all that. We don't. And it's like I said at the beginning of the show, one of the things that I did was I sent a letter to the governor of this state. And I told her in that letter that if she wanted to try to defend her Marxist ideals on how she's running this state into the ground, that she could call onto my show and I'll let her try and defend that. I seriously doubt if that'll happen because she doesn't know how to defend it. All she knows is that she's in charge in Santa Fe. So that means that she is in charge of all the people. She can do anything that she damn well wants to the people, even though there are businesses here in New Mexico now that are getting ready to sue her. And I say, awesome. One of the things that happened here in New Mexico is we have a church over here on Wyoming Avenue that has been holding services. Most of the churches in this state have been closed down. Some of them are open, you know, like the church that I go to, which is a Lutheran church over on Candelaria and Pennsylvania. They're following guidelines. People go in there with masks on. They have the aisles roped off so that nobody can get in there and sit real close to each other. You have to be at least an aisle apart. But Legacy Church, on the other hand, that's one of those mega churches where people go in there, they sit down, not many wear masks, and they hold their services. And according to the Constitution, they have the right to do that. But according to Michelle Lujan Grisham, our governor, they don't. And she fined them $10,000 for a Christmas service that was fairly full. Now, my idea on this whole thing is if the people want to go to a place like this, they want to worship God, the government has no say in this. And that's the one thing. If she would just call into this show, I would tell her that. The Constitution does not give her that right. She is not a dictator. She is not a monarch. She is the governor. The governor of this state is not the top of the government. She is part of three co-equal branches of government: the governor, judicial, and legislative. In order to make a law, it has to be passed by all three, not just decided by Governor Lujan Grisham that it's a law and then send it out. She had this place so closed down that Walmart, that huge store, could only have, I think, 50 or 75 people in the whole store. I think it was actually even less than that. 25, I think, was what it was. We had lines, blocks long, waiting to go into Walmart. The people raised hell about it. A bunch of people got in her face over this, and she backed down a little bit. Now they can have 25% of people in there. And for a few days, there were still lines. But I found another store that I could go to, which is also a Walmart. And it's a Walmart marketplace, a smaller store, so there was never a line. But restaurants have been closed down here in New Mexico. There's a couple of them that have finally been able to open back up. But there are also businesses here in New Mexico that have absolutely decided that Governor Grisham needs to be sued because they are being put out of business by her policies. And I say, hallelujah. This whole thing with Legacy Church, the only thing that's going to keep that going is if people don't stop going to the services. Thing that's hurting the other churches is that they're following along with the governor's orders. Oh, you can't have too many people in there. You got to wear a mask. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't worship God without my permission. And it takes me right back to something I was listening to earlier today. I've been listening to a new thing called Liberal Hive Mind. And they did a thing that was probably about 20, 25, 30 minutes long, talking about why Biden couldn't have won the election. Here's what they said. This is really interesting, and I only did about a minute 57 of it, but this will give you an idea on what the heck is going on here.
Let's roll the tape. All right, guys. So Joe Biden finally left the basement to declare victory of the Electoral College in 2020 and address the nation as president-elect Joe Biden to be inaugurated on January 20th. And so that's what the Biden team did. They set up a whole thing from the office of the basement of the president-elect, and Joe came out trying to seem as presidential as ever. But it felt more as though he seemed as geriatric as ever. And so you're talking about the potential future president addressing the nation for the first time in their, quote, victory. And you would think, man, there must be such incredible enthusiasm. I mean, Joe Biden is historically the most popular president of all time, with the highest vote count and the most incredible voter enthusiasm since Barack Obama, who, of course, we know at the time had some of the highest levels of enthusiasm we've ever seen. And man, did that play out. Joe is just so incredibly popular, folks. Not only do the ladies love him, but the whole globe was there ready to watch. And so the live stream began. They went live. Joe Biden's national address as Electoral College confirms presidency. Womp, womp, womp. 451 views. And so, of course, you might be saying, hey, but it says the stream started 5 minutes ago. This must be at the start before people got into the stream. I mean, first of all, people know about the stream before it starts, and if this was President Donald Trump, there'd be like 150,000 people just waiting. I mean, sometimes it's even like that for a basic rally in a random state. But even then, okay, that's your argument. Well, on C-SPAN, even after the address to the nation was done, after they had tabulated all of the views from the live stream, womp, 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 4,000 views. Right. 4,000 views, 81 million votes. I guess the vote blue no matter who concept is just so incredibly powerful. But man, this guy is such a nothing. I've said that from the start. Joe Biden is such a nothing candidate. There's nothing going on there.
Okay. And that was from Liberal Hive Mind. And one of the things that I have to say about this whole thing, he is so right. You know, if you look at when Biden goes out, when he gave his acceptance speech, he spent a good portion of the time coughing and ahem, we will do things. It wasn't presidential at all. And that is, well, you know, that, this whole idea that he is so presidential, that he has gotten more votes than anybody could have ever gotten, and yet if Trump holds a rally today and Biden holds one tomorrow, Biden might not have anybody at it. But Trump, he'd have thousands of people. He would have online thousands of people lining up to be able to stream it. Whereas Biden, when he gave his speech, one of the things that was mentioned there, when he gave his speech and it was streamed online, they had 400 viewers. That doesn't sound very presidential to me. That doesn't sound like a person who got more votes than anybody ever has gotten. No, it doesn't. And he said that in that Liberal Hive Mind, he said, well, he says he waited until the end to see if just maybe the 400 was just something that was delayed and there were more people. The most that saw that was 1,000 people. And it's like he said in that audio, if it was Trump, there'd have been 125,000 people wanting to stream it, waiting in line. And Flycatch in the chat room says, I went into a store today without a mask, and I was told no admittance without one. Ask if they could loan me one, and they did. Well, of course, you know, and that's the thing. They keep talking about, and here, they won't let you go into a store without a mask, but they allow kids to do it. Now, if somebody wanted to get really nasty about something like that, that is discrimination. The kids don't have to wear them. Now, maybe they have the reasons, you know, the kids don't have to wear them because they don't catch COVID that easily. How about if you go into a store and you tell them, I can't put on a mask, it'll make me pass out. Will they make you wear a mask? Yeah, they will. They don't give a damn. They talk about at the entrance of the store, it says, unless you have a health problem, you have to wear a mask as per governor mandate. Well, a mandate, for one thing, it's like I would tell Governor Grisham if she called into this show, like I asked her to, I would tell her a mandate is nothing more than a suggestion. It's not a law. But liberal governors like Grisham think that if all they have to do is make a mandate, and it's a law, everybody has to follow it, everybody has to do this. And this has come down this week to that thing with Legacy Church. Now, the best thing that could happen here is Legacy Church refused to pay that and then continue doing the things they're doing and have everybody else decide, well, hey, let's go to church anyway. There is no way in God's green earth that the government could come down on everybody if everybody went to church. It's kind of like one of those things where as long as people are not doing it and a lot of the people are following the rules that are being set out, which are illegal in the first place, but they're following the rules, then there's no reason to change the rules. But that's just the way it is. And I will be right back after these messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever. 80 million voters can pull the wrong lever.
We will be right back after these important messages. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Okay, we are back. One of the things that I was looking at off of Western Journal today was a news article from the Georgia runoff elections. And the headline was Georgia runoff elections set new voting record. And it says the voters have set a record for the first phase of voting in the crucial special elections that have the eyes of the nation upon Georgia. 3 million people voted early, according to the University of Florida's U.S. Elections Project, Reuters reported. Early voting ended Friday for the two special elections in which Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler faced Democratic opponents John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock of the contest are high. If the Republicans win one or both contests, they will hold the majority in the upper chamber. If the Democrats win both races, the Senate would be split 50-50. Presumptive Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, if she is anyway, would then represent the tie-breaking vote in the votes that require a majority, such as confirmations. Filibuster rules means that 60 votes would be needed to cut off debate and vote. The early vote totals amounts to 38.8% of Georgia's registered voters, according to the U.S. Elections Project. In a 2008 Senate runoff, 2.1 million people voted. According to WSB-TV, early voting turnout has been the highest in areas of the state dominated by Democrats, while the lowest early voting numbers were posted in Republican strongholds. However, as Newsweek reported, Perdue and President Donald Trump won 60% of in-person votes that were cast on Election Day. Both sides are sending big names to the states in the coming days. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will headline two separate Monday rallies, and they're most likely what's going to happen there is there's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people at these rallies. Harris, presumptive president-elect, the new office that they have now is the office of the president-elect, Joe Biden, are also planning Sunday trips to the state, according to ABC News. But if they're anything like the last ones that they gave, nobody will be there. And that's where we have to start looking and have to start deciding on who really won this election. Trump, even after the election day, holding rallies, still has tens of thousands of people who come to his rallies, but there's been several already that Biden has given that nobody showed up to. Now, if Biden had actually won this election, wouldn't you think that people would show up to his rallies? And it's like Tule Two in chat room said the Democrats definitely used the pandemic to their advantage in taking over the White House. And that's exactly what's going on here. They used this whole pandemic thing, and I don't really call it a pandemic. It was a plandemic because they did it. It was all planned out. It was all researched out. They knew exactly what they were doing. And the problem comes in that the Republicans don't really plan like that. They don't plan like that. They go at things, but they don't plan. Democrats, on the other hand, plan. They plan months in advance. And they plan years in advance. I mean, this whole idea of cheating to win an election has been going since 2004. They've been working on it since then, and probably even before that. Every election that we've had since 2004 has had a pandemic. But only this one took hold. And Flycatch says in the chat room, the Republicans were in on it because Trump was a thorn in their sides. And exactly, Trump was a thorn in both sides. He was a thorn to the Democrats because he didn't have a weak backbone like the Democrats are used to Republican presidents having. The Republicans, on the other hand, and it's like Tule said, rhinos, not all Republicans. Exactly. The Republicans who went the other way are part of the elite GOP. They are the rhinos. They are the ones who are Republican in name only. Don't follow what the Republicans should. They follow whatever they think will look better for them. The difference between the two things is that Democrats will do this just because it's what they want. Republicans, or the rhinos, will do it because they think, well, if we do this, maybe the Democrats will like us. Democrats will never like them. Even if they change the R in front of their names to a D, there will always be that stigma that he was a Democrat. He was a Republican before he was a Democrat, so there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with her. Democrats don't forget. Republicans do. It's like when Reagan won the White House. The whole idea to get Reagan into the White House was to save this nation. Once Reagan got there, all the Republicans went back home. Oh, we can live our lives now. We can just go and live our lives because Reagan will take care of it all. He couldn't because he was just one man. It's the same thing with Trump. Trump can't because he's just one man. Although, I have to admit, he got more done in his first term than almost any president that I can remember, and he did it while being impeached. He did it while being pushed through the ringer with the Steele dossier, which has been proven to be fake. He did it with everything that the Democrats threw at him. He still did it. He cut taxes. Democrats now want to raise them. He built the border wall. Democrats now want to tear it down. And they're saying, oh, we can tear this down and save us a whole bunch of money. They're not talking about the money that's going to have to be spent to tear it down. And if they get away with tearing down that border wall that Trump built, they won't stop with just what Trump built. They won't stop with just that. They'll take it all out. Everything, that, including the stuff that was there before. You know, the barbed wire and all that. They'll take that all out too. And costing all of us millions of dollars to do it, to pay for the people to go out there and do it. But that's not part of their agenda. They don't care. It'll cost us. It won't cost them. This pandemic has shown them exactly that. We're out of work. A lot of us have been out of work because we're not allowed to work. So the Republicans and the Democrats get together, pass this bill for $9 billion for COVID relief, and only $1.32 billion of that goes to the American people. Everything else goes to Pakistan or Venezuela or making sure that they in Congress are paid their full salary. That right there should tell you that they are not in there to help the American people. And it's just like Flycatch says, a majority of Republicans are just as corrupt as the Democrats. The only difference comes in is when they get pushback from the people, they will actually change and say, but we have to do it this way. That's not all of them. The rhinos won't. They'll only do it if their job is on the line. Democrats don't care. They're going to do as much damage to this country as they possibly can, and they will do it every chance they get. It doesn't matter if they lose their job. It doesn't matter at all. It's just like that article that I read you from the Pinyon Post here in New Mexico. That Xochitl Torres Small ran for Congress against a Republican here in New Mexico, and she lost. And even though she lost and is on her way to the unemployment line, she's still taking jabs at President Trump. Because President Trump stands for things that she doesn't want. She's a Democrat, after all. She doesn't want any of this. She just wants to make sure that America is destroyed as much as possible. And it's the same thing with our governor. And I'm in the process now of making me a mask that says, masks don't work, and neither does my governor. And when I get that, I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to send that to Governor Grisham. Probably won't do any good. I mean, she's ignored every letter that I've sent her so far. But you know, the thing that really caught my attention, and it was brought up in the chat room. You know, Flycatch says, I haven't gotten my $600. What the hell is going on? Well, I haven't gotten mine either. But Thule says, Bernie Sanders, who is somebody that you wouldn't think would be on this side, and AOC, who you wouldn't think would agree with Trump on anything, seem to agree with Trump on his $2,000 stimulus check. And they also agree with the fact that there is too much pork in the other two bills that is going out with this relief bill, which there is. I mean, you think about it. It's supposed to be a COVID relief bill to help the American people. But where does most of the money go? Most of the money is going to Venezuela and Pakistan. Gender studies in Pakistan. Most of the money is going to make sure that the people in Congress get their full paycheck. To hell with the American people. They can do with their $600 if they even get one. And here's the thing that's really sick about this, folks. If we really decided that this is it, we don't want to take this anymore. This is a constitutional republic. The government is not in charge. We are. And we put our fists down and saying, this ain't happening anymore. It would actually probably work. The problem comes in with the people because they won't do it. I've talked to my ex-wife about this. She works at a restaurant here. They just finally opened up. She works on the weekends only. Now, she has to pay for her utilities in her apartment. She has to pay for her apartment. But the government don't care. The only thing that the government cares about is that she follows their rules. And the problem with that, folks, is the government is not in charge. And it's like Thule in the chat room said, most of all politicians are just self-serving bastards. And that's exactly it. Nancy Pelosi, she's a self-serving bitch. She wants to keep everybody from going into hair salons. You can't do that. She wants to keep everybody from going to work. You can't do that. But she goes into a hair salon and does her thing because she wants to. And she's not wearing a mask. And the place is closed. But she gets to go in there because she's Madam Speaker. She can do anything damn well she pleases. The American people can't because she said so. And the thing that we have to start realizing here is just like Flycatch said, those that have the guns are always in charge. We stand no chance against the government. But if all the American people rose up the government would think twice before doing some stuff. I guarantee you, because there are certain things that have happened, and I've been watching this ever since the election. I've been watching this. They do things. You know, even the mainstream media. It's one of the things that came up on my screen just a couple minutes ago, and it's been there a couple of times, but it talks about the mainstream media tries to victimize hostile man tased by park ranger. Okay? Now, the media wants us all to think that this man who got tased because it's his fault. But because of the things that the government has put in place, liberals, for the most part, body cams, the media tried to downplay this and say that this man who was tased by a park ranger was the one who was in the wrong. But the body cam showed the story, and he wasn't. And all of these people now that are pushing on this idea that Trump can't go and try to find out what the hell happened on November 3rd and do what legally he can do. The Supreme Court's even going the other direction on this one, saying that he can't do this. Yes, he can. By law, he definitely can do this. Oh yeah, that's another one. Tooley says that in this bill that they just passed, they also want hundreds of millions of dollars to test the effects of stress while in a hot tub. And lizards walking on treadmills. They tried to pass all this BS in these three relief bills. Why? These bills are supposed to be for relief of the hardships for the American people. But what are they doing? It's like I said, they're millions of dollars to Pakistan for gender studies. What the hell does that have to do with COVID in the United States? They're giving millions of dollars to Venezuela. What the hell does that have to do with COVID in the United States and the hardships by the American people? Nothing. They want to make sure that they get their $221,000 annual salaries. What does that have to do with COVID and the American people and the things that they have made them suffer for? Nothing. If it really came down to it, and several people other than me have said this, instead of getting the $221,000 a year for absolutely doing nothing but destroy this country, they should get the $600 each. Nothing more, just $600. And then give the American people $2,000, $3,000. Hell, they still wouldn't spend as much as they have in this bill that gives the American people squat for all the troubles that the government has levied on all of us this whole year. And they think, oh, we're doing such a good job. We're going to pat ourselves on the back and break our arms just to let them know that we think we did a good job. No, they didn't. They have screwed us. They have, sorry about this, but they have fucked the American people every way but loose. That was one I hadn't heard about. What was the Gitmo renovation all about? I'm going to have to look that one up. That one, that one came from Flycatch in the chat room. But all these things that they're saying in the chat room and all these things that I've brought up are things that we have to start looking at. They put out a COVID relief bill. Shouldn't it be only about relief for the troubles caused the American people in the bill? But no, they're putting lizards on treadmills and they're checking out the effects of stress in a hot tub. They're checking out gender studies in Pakistan. They're doing things down in Venezuela. All of this has absolutely nothing to do with the troubles that was caused by them on the American people. And that's a good question. Is it always going to be this like this? Yes, I'm afraid it probably will, as long as we keep people like Pelosi and Schumer and all these other people who are going against the American people with everything that they're pushing now. As long as all these people are in charge, it's going to continue to happen. And Flycash says they expanded the facility in Gitmo to handle 300 more prisoners and even added a section for the elderly. Oh boy, maybe they're going to come and get all of us elderly people and throw us in Gitmo now. Now, you may think that I was joking there, and maybe I was a little bit, but if you think about the way they're going here, that's not really a stretch. That's not really a stretch. The idea that the American people are being screwed by the government that they elected should make us all mad, should piss us all off. It really should. The sad part about it is that too many of us don't care enough to do anything about it. And when this show is over and Governor Grisham hasn't called in like I didn't think she would, I'm going to send her another letter. And I'm going to say, I guess you were too chicken shit to come on the show and defend your socialistic policies. Probably won't get a reply on that one. I might even get some people coming to the door to haul me to jail. I wouldn't doubt it. Because everything that I've done in this state has gone completely against the way she wants us to do it. She's not my boss. She's merely the governor of New Mexico. She may think she's the boss of all of us, but she's not. She works for us. And the sooner the American people start to realize, hey, now wait a minute, we're the employers, things are going to continue the way they are now. And here's the other thing, too. If Biden actually does get into the White House this time, there's one thing that we can look forward to for the rest of our lives. We will never, never, ever have another fair election in this nation again. Because they've been trying to cheat their way into offices since 2004 and before that. And in 2020, they did it. And they not only did it in states across the nation, they did it to the highest office in the land. And if this actually happens, and Biden, heaven forbid, becomes president, this nation's electoral college, this nation's electoral system, this nation's constitution, this nation's laws are all gone. And the only way we will ever get them back is to revolt. This whole idea that the government can do all of these things and pass it off as a COVID relief bill and try and make the people think, well, they're giving a COVID relief bill. This is really great. They're trying to help the American people. One of the reasons why I'm constantly pushing the things that they put into this bill is because most people don't know it. Most people don't realize just what is there and what isn't there. They call it a COVID relief bill, but there's very little of that in there. Very little of that in there. And until the people start to fight back against all this tyranny, it's going to happen. And I'm not advocating go to war, but that's just about where it's going right now. And the longer we wait, the worse it's going to be, and the harder it's going to be to get back what we're losing now. We're losing our freedoms daily. I mean, we used to, I can remember back in the elections from 85 up. Or 70, yeah, 85 up or 80 up. Every time we had an election, the American people lost a little bit more freedom. The thing that we could count on back then was that the only time we'd lose freedoms pretty much is when there was an election. Now it's happening every freaking day of the year. Every time that we have a politician step up to a microphone and open their pie hole to say even the stupidest things, somebody is losing a freedom. And we're getting to the point right now where our freedoms are getting so eroded that it won't be long before the Democrats are going to start thinking, well, we've gotten away with this, 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 and this, and this. And then we've duped the American people on this, 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 and this, and this, and this. And we've made them spend billions of dollars on this, which has nothing to do with America, and this, and this, and this, and none of that has anything to do with America. And then put it into a bill that was supposed to be for COVID relief and made the American people believe that we care about them. And that's where we're going, folks. And Flycatch says the Democrats are preparing to divide the nation with a dual presidency. The seat of their government will be located in Michigan. Well, we've already got a shadow government. Not many people realize this one either, but it's there. And if this seat of their government will be located in Michigan, chances are Islamic rule will be part of it. And that kind of thing happens, folks, and we've lost this nation. And I don't want to say that America is so easily gotten rid of. What is getting rid of America is the American people not standing up and saying, now, wait a minute. You're taking our country away from us, and we don't like it. We're going to fight you for it. That's the reason why the government does so many things so often and puts in a bill that's supposed to be for COVID relief only, and they put so many other things into it that the American people, unless they're really watching, don't see much of that. And the problem with that is that I'm watching, and Flycatch and Thule in the chat room are telling me things I haven't even seen. Which means that there is nobody in this nation that's going to see everything. And the government is putting out so many things right now that it's impossible to see it all. And that's the whole thing. You know, the people have to start watching what's going on. We have to start realizing the government is not there for us. The government's only in it for themselves. They're only in it to get rich. They're only in it to get money from us so they can do what they damn well please. To hell with us. We're just the peons that are under them. But the Democrats are, like Flycatch said, the Democrats are preparing to divide the nation with a dual presidency. The seat of their government will be located in Michigan. Nancy Pelosi told us so. She said that, and the inauguration doesn't need to be held in Washington, D.C. And why not? Because they don't plan on keeping most of the government there. They want to separate it out so they can give us even more stuff to try and process. And as long as we are allowing this to happen, we're going to continue to lose this nation. We will be right back. You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. NWCR Radio will be right back after these messages. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Airing on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on CNM, because now is the time for this network and his show, American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
A left-wing startup company named the Gravel Institute, who billed themselves, by the way, to be the leftist response to PragerU, tweeted in the lead-up to the election, and I quote, "What if, hear us out, the Constitution sucks and is wrong about everything and should not be the basis for running a society in the 21st century," end quote. This is why President Trump matters. This is why President Trump's legacy matters. Imagine what our nation would look like without the Constitution of the United States. No right to vote, no electoral college to protect minority states, no free speech, no checks and balances on our federal government. No right to keep and bear arms, no right to pray or go to church, no right to a speedy trial, no right to an attorney, no right to appeal the government for a redress of grievances, no presumption of innocence until proven guilty, no right to protest, no right to a free press, no right to do business and provide for your family, no right to private property, no fundamental, inherent, protected right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. None of it. None of it if the Constitution sucks and is wrong about everything and shouldn't be the basis of running a society in the 21st century. None of it. Think communist China, Venezuela, the Soviet Union, Iran, North Korea, tyranny, authoritarianism, abuse of government, abuse of power, abuse of human life. This matters. America matters. Our founding principles matter. Our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution matter. Your rights matter. And President Trump matters. The best way, the only way, to preserve and protect our rights codified in the Constitution, solid yet also fragile, is to fight back against radical leftists and corrupt politicians who feed the growing beast of the federal government to the point where government controls what you say, what your kids learn in school, how or if you're allowed to practice your religion in your workplace, if you're allowed to open your business, if you're allowed to vote, protest, publish, speak, do business, and live your life as you see fit. This is the legacy of President Trump fighting back against this gruesome assault on the values that make us Americans. Under President Trump, we've seen the lowest unemployment rates in history for Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, women, military veterans, and disabled Americans. Under President Trump, he deregulated business, which created new jobs. He's cut taxes. He brought jobs back from overseas. He's fought the trade war with China's communist regime. He's de-escalated almost wars with North Korea and Iran. He's brought our soldiers home from Middle East wars. He's killed Soleimani and al-Baghdadi, two of the world's top terrorists who threatened your safety and mine. He's defended Jack Phillips' right to religious freedom in his cake bakery and Little Sisters of the Poor against Obamacare's mandate that they buy birth control and thereby violate their faith. He's defunded abortion giant Planned Parenthood via Medicaid. He's appointed three constitutionally minded Supreme Court justices and over 150 other judges to the federal bench. He's focused federal resources on sex trafficking. He's fought for due process during the Kavanaugh hearings and on college campuses. He's championed school choice, defunded federal agencies who taught critical race theory, all the while refusing to back down to corruption, to assault by the radical left and their puppets in the mainstream media, baseless accusations of Russian collusion and Ukraine corruption. And why? Why does this matter? Why is the Trump legacy critical to this moment in history? Because every single thing I listed, accomplished by President Trump, plus 1,000 more, have helped secure your liberty, your rights, your opportunity, your freedom to live your life any way you want without the government's interference or permission or oppression or dictate, and to pass that liberty on to your children and your children's children at a time when the political force on the other side of the aisle thinks the Constitution and all she stands for sucks. That is why Trump matters.
Okay, one of the things that I had done this week was, living here in New Mexico, it used to be a conservative state. It was when I grew up here. Right now, it isn't. Okay, we have a governor who has decided that she is the dictator of the state. She made a mandate, and we have to follow it. And the problem with this whole thing is now that, you know, and I moved here from Indiana. Indiana was a conservative state. Almost every senator and every congressman in that state, almost every one of them were conservative. Almost every one of them are Republican. The governor of Indiana is Republican. That is a Republican stronghold. Then I moved back here, fighting with our governor because she seems to think that she is a dictator. What she is saying, she says, we have to stay out of work. We have to stay home. We cannot go and visit our families for holidays. But she goes ahead and does it. But for us, it's wrong. We can't go to church. We can't go to Legacy Church and commune with a whole bunch of people because she says that's not safe. After this show, I'm going to send her a nasty letter because she didn't have the backbone enough to come onto this show and try to show us why she's doing the things she's doing. But the reason why she didn't is because she knows damn good and well that I wouldn't let her get away with it. Media lets her get away with it. She'll say something that's just so off the wall, crazy and insane, and the media will let her get away with it. I wouldn't. It's the reason why she never called in here. And I knew she wouldn't do it. But I also know when the show is over, I'm going to send her a nasty letter. She wants to lock us down. She wants to censor us. She wants to keep Well, here in New Mexico, the big newspaper is the Albuquerque Journal. Mainstream media to the nth degree. Nothing conservative is ever seen in that newspaper. Nothing. They used to have another one. Journal was in the morning. Tribune was in the afternoon. They were two different newspapers, actually. I never got the Journal. Now the Journal's the only one left. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. It's just like in New York, Cuomo doesn't allow anybody to do anything. At the beginning of this, he took COVID-positive people and put them in elderly homes. Elderly people started to die. Things started to go against him, so he said, no, it's Trump's fault. The media followed on that and jumped on it, and all of a sudden everybody was hearing it's all Trump's fault. It's the reason why shows like this one, shows like Dan Bongino, shows like Rush Limbaugh, shows like One America News Network, Breitbart News, Western Journal, Epoch Times. Reason why all of these are so important right now is because without any of these, we wouldn't be getting any news. Yeah, Flycatch says, who actually owns the print media, news media? Worth your time to investigate. Yeah, it actually would be. But I wager anything, the news media is owned by the Democrat Party. I will check that out. Be interesting to find out. And then the one that I always talked about as being a really good one, Newsmax, they went to the dark side along with Fox. I don't look at too much of anything that comes out of Fox anymore. Since Newsmax went to the dark side, I haven't seen anything from them either. I stay away from them. Although I still have them bookmarked on my computer, I probably will go to them once in a while to see what the hell they're saying. But because I don't follow the liberal, lamestream, lying media, I can actually get the news. Because I follow all of the ones that I mentioned earlier. But what I will do is I will go to like the New York Times and I'll read a story from them. Then I'll find that same story in like One America News or Breitbart or the Epoch Times and see what they say, see how they differ. And it's really scary if you do this, because if you do this and you watch what is going on and what the media is telling everybody, and you know that 75-80% of the people get all their news from the mainstream lying media, then you have to sit there and think, oh my God, look what's coming. And I'm saying all this stuff that it's going to get to the point where we're going to have to fight in order to keep our freedoms. I do an update every day, Monday through Thursday. And at the beginning of that update, it says, freedom is not free, never has been, never will be. A lot of the American people have forgotten this. But freedom is not free. And as long as it's not free, folks, it's going to have to be fought for. And right now, we are a good portion of the American people are allowing the media and the government to take our freedoms away. And it's like Thule said in the chat room, just so many people haven't been taken this serious. They are acting like sheep, laughing as if it's okay. And I'm at a loss for words. I am. I'm at a complete loss for words. I live in a an apartment complex that is specifically for seniors 55 and over. And the thing that's scary is that I always thought when you got older, you would start to mellow out and start seeing more conservative ideals and start seeing things, you know, knowing that liberal things are not working. They're destroying this country. So let's see what's over here. And a lot of the people who live here are scared to death. They're afraid. They're afraid that Trump is actually going to lose this election. And if he does, it won't be because he actually lost the election. It'll be because he got it stolen from him. And Tooley says, I'm really starting to realize how powerful mainstream media is. They literally brainwash people rather than, you know, and they do. They brainwash people rather than tell the people the truth. They will tell the people what to believe in. And they've gotten to the point where they're so powerful that all they have to do is tell people something that they know is not true. You know, it's like they could say, like the Sandia Mountains off the east of Albuquerque here. Sandia is actually a Spanish word that for watermelon mountains. At the end of the day, the mountains turn red. And that's probably what the Spaniards who came into this area saw in the first place, was the red of the mountains. But the media is getting so powerful now that they could say, no, that's not red. That's actually blue. And the sky is really green. And the people who read the media through the lamestream lying media like the New York Times or the New York Slimes and the Albuquerque Journal wouldn't get any other news. And if they're told a lie enough, the lie becomes the truth, or at least to them. It's one of the reasons why I started this show so long ago. I started this show in like 2008. And from 2008 to 2012, I did it all by myself, all alone, didn't have anybody helping me. And then in 2012, I joined Conservative Nation Media. And at the time that I joined Conservative Nation Media, there was a show on every night of the week. We had American by Design, which is back with us now. We had Patriots, Soldiers of Patriotism. We had Women Patriots. We had Duke Show, American. I can't think of his show anymore. But there was a show on every night. Now, on Friday nights, we had Kathy Hinners with Daily Roll Call. There was a show every night of the week. And I thought, you know, joining this network, it was really cool because there was other shows. I didn't have to worry about anything except for one night. And then when it suddenly started going away, I started finding out, well, this is a little harder than I thought, because now instead of just covering one night, I'm covering the whole freaking week. You know, and Tooley says, is it true when a lie is constantly told that eventually it becomes the truth? It really doesn't become the truth, but it becomes what is perceived as the truth. But Goebbels told us that. You remember Nazi Germany? Goebbels ran that idea. Tell the truth enough and it will be perceived as the truth. Tell a lie enough and it will be perceived as the truth. That's what's going on. The people are being told that conservatives are destroying this nation. The people are being told the only ones that's going to save this nation are the liberal Democrats. Now, the people who are just reading the newspapers, you know, like the Albuquerque Journal, the New York Slimes, They don't know any different. They keep hearing this over and over and over again. The papers keep printing this over and over and over again. Pretty soon they believe it. It might still be a lie, but they believe it. Flycat says, like looking at a polar bear and believing it's white in color, in reality, it's translucent because of their hair follicles are hollow and reflect light. Lies can be told so often. And Reagan even said this one time. He said that you tell a lie enough and it will be perceived as the truth. And it doesn't really work that way the other way around. Because there is not enough people telling the truth. There's not enough people saying, okay, here's the truth. This is the way it is. But you have people with big microphones telling us lies constantly over and over and over and over and over again. And how many people believe this to be true? All these people, like Governor Grisham here in New Mexico, says that you have to wear a mask, you have to stay social distanced, or COVID will get worse. They don't stop to look at the science of it, because there is no science. They don't stop to look at South Dakota, who never locked down, who is not doing badly now. All they see is what they can make the people do by doing the propaganda to the extreme, which is COVID-19, and those making a fortune from it. Thank you, Flycatch. That was a good one. But we are down to a last a minute and 36 seconds in this show. I am really happy that Thule 2 and Flycatch were here. I had another one in the on the phone bank for a while. They always come in with no numbers, just 11111, and I knew who they were, and they usually come in and listen. Next week, hopefully, Black by Color Only will be back. And tomorrow should be American by Design. And we will be back on Monday with our NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. We'll go Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, we will be back with our next show. God bless you all. And keep your eyes open and your ears open as to what is going on, because there's a lot going on that most people don't even know about. God bless you all. God bless our troops, and have a great weekend. remember, we will not be ruled. Have a good week.